and welcome to InfoTech Research Group's monthly threat landscape briefing. We use these briefings to cover current topics related to cybersecurity, such as threat actor campaigns, regulatory compliance and legal issues, and exploitation methods and tactics being used by today's cybercriminals. During today's briefing, we will first hear from Michelle Tran on inspiring the youth in cybersecurity to close the skills gap. Then I will briefly outline the new privacy extension released for ISO 27001. Then finally, we will hear from Logan Rohde on some important reminders for prioritizing the risk of phishing to the organization. Let's begin.
According to ISE's 2019 Cybersecurity Workforce Study, we are approaching a 3 million cybersecurity talent shortage globally. This is only expected to climb in the coming years, meaning we must act now to plan for the inevitable. As a way to counter the cyber skills gap, UK introduced 2 years ago the Cyber Discovery Program. The program is fully funded by the Department of Digital, Culture, Media, and Sport and developed and delivered by the SANS Institute. Geared towards teenagers between 13 and 18, the program introduces and inspires youth to learn about cybersecurity, tapping into a broad range of topics such as pen testing and cryptography. The program involves four stages with increasing difficulty and gamified teachings to keep everyone engaged. The program has been a success with some students part of the Cyber Discovery Program. Of those students, they have reported to have gone on to study and pursue cybersecurity. However, the program is still in its infancy and does not currently track the progress of students after the program. For more information, please visit joincyberdiscovery.com.
Privacy regulations continue to pop up around the world. Today, I want to focus on the new standards set in August by the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO. Called ISO 27001, this document serves as a privacy extension for ISO 27001. Think of ISO 27001 as the foundation for building a standardized information security management system, or ISMS, and ISO 27701 as a guide for extending the ISMS to include a privacy information management system. Ultimately, the goal of this extension is to provide better guidance around how to handle personally identifiable information more securely. Some of the guidance outlined in this extension includes requiring the data handlers to sign confidentiality agreements before accessing PII, perform privacy impact assessments, assign oversight into the development and maintenance of the privacy information management system, undergo security awareness and training on privacy best practices, adopt policies and procedures outlined in ISO 27701, and keep a record of all PII processing activities. For the average organization looking to purchase vendors that will handle their PII, it is advisable that vendors be compliant with ISO 27701 to ensure they are handling the data safely. ISO 27701 has already been mapped to some popular privacy regulations from around the world, including the GDPR, and therefore becoming compliant with ISO 27701 moves vendors towards complying with other potentially necessary regulations.
To no one's surprise, phishing remains the top email attack method, accounting for 99% of all email-based attacks, according to ZDNet. As you might expect, the reason for this is phishing's low barrier to entry. It doesn't require the same level of technical skill as, say, exploiting a system vulnerability, and it tends to pay better, at least relative to the amount of work involved. While phishing emails are getting harder to spot, meaning that the crooks making them are working harder to convince you of their authenticity, it tends to be less than a day's work to make a really good one, and increasingly, attackers are learning how to play the percentages. These attackers are well aware that human vulnerability is much easier to exploit than that of an IT system. With a human, it's just a waiting game. Eventually, someone will slip up, which is what accounts for the prevalence of phishing attacks. It's essentially a brute force approach to social engineering. Send a lot of emails, and eventually, one will pay off. Moreover, attackers have started performing their own variety of behavior analytics to help boost those odds. These wily fishermen have discovered that chances of success go up if the email arrives during normal business hours, which makes the fraudulent request it contains seem more believable, as though it were part of a normal day-to-day workflow. And the attacker's hope is that the victim sees the request as a minor but annoying hiccup to be dealt with quickly and without much thought. As you can see, and are probably well aware, human error is a key part of phishing attacks. So reminding users to slow down and think about security can go a long way. However, they do have to know what they're looking for. Training and awareness should be a key element of your anti-phishing initiative, and thus should occur regularly, even if it's just a quick update about the latest techniques or a monthly phishing test. Yet, mistakes will happen. Make sure you're ready for when they do by formalizing your incident management process for malicious emails to keep damage to a minimum. Be sure to check out the recommended InfoTech resources to help get the ball rolling.
This concludes this month's briefing. If you have any questions about what you've heard, want to learn more, or need any support, please do not hesitate to contact us and set up an analyst call. Thank you, and see you next month.